It's an honor to be here today. Above all, I think we should understand that this has to be an in-depth work coming from the background. I think the biggest public partnership we have, it is the use of science and research to build the base of knowledge where we then do innovation and bring it to the ground. In Portugal, we understand that, and we start by, when we build this program, we start by support applied research and innovation to then bring it to the companies. And we bring it in the two sides of digital. So we support the digital transition process in all stages, looking a lot to the artificial intelligence and new technologies coming to the ground. But we also do it in the green transition. We also do it in researching new forms of generating hydrogen, new forms of public-private partnerships with big companies to build hydrogen facilities or to build new kinds of solar panels to the same purpose. We do it in a parallel way because we understand, for instance, in this specific matter, that without a very smart grid to support the energy that will be generated from multiple sources, we will not have a true digital transformation and digital transition. And believe me, digital transformation, it's not developed with green transition in mind unless we put it a purpose to it. And what's missing in digital transition is exactly that ethos, that fundamental baseline that creates a purpose for, because we're going to see many transitions coming from digital, such as blockchain, as DOAs, as AI, that do not need the green unless the public side puts an effort to convince the different actors to it. And then finally, we brought on the people to our funding scheme, because none of these transformations will be done without the people. They are the end user. We can push as much policy as we want. We can do as much technology and innovation and research as we want. If we don't have the people on our side with the right knowledge, with the right competencies, we will not get adoption, and thus innovation will not happen. So this is what we've been pushing humbly in Portugal for the last year, and we hope it will succeed.